USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko is urging those who fled the Ukrainian capital to stay away until the situation improves. The warning coming as Russia has renewed missile attacks on the city after being pushed back from it by Ukrainian troops. One missile attack on the city Saturday killed one person and wounded several more. And Pope Francis celebrated Easter Mass Sunday morning in front of a crowd of thousands in St. Peter's Square. It was the first time since 2019 that the pontiff has been able to celebrate the Easter holiday in the square because of the pandemic. The Vatican says that 50,000 people packed the square to celebrate Mass with Pope Francis. In his annual Easter blessing, the Pope made a plea for peace in Ukraine, denouncing the, quote, flexing of muscles while people are suffering. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
For the 13th time this year, North Korea has launched a weapons test. Kenneth Burns has more details from the USA Radio News New York Bureau.
North Korea says it successfully test-fired a newly developed tactical weapon. It's the latest in a spate of launches after the country passed its biggest state anniversary without the expected military parade. The latest testing activity came amid concerns that Pyongyang may soon conduct a larger provocation in an effort to expand the country's nuclear capabilities. North Korea's official state news agency suggested the weapon tested is likely capable of carrying a nuclear warhead, but it did not elaborate. It also didn't say when and where the launch occurred.
And a group of businesses and residents in Philadelphia have filed a lawsuit challenging the city's renewed indoor mask mandate. The suit, filed on Saturday, argues that the city lacks the authority to impose the mandate that's set to go into effect on Monday. The group says that health officials have overstepped their power and that only state lawmakers have the authority to approve such orders. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection say they encountered a record number of migrants last month. A new report showed border agents processed more than 221,000 migrants along the southern border, the highest monthly total since 2000. Officials say they're also bracing for an even larger surge once the Biden administration lifts Title 42 pandemic-era rules that allowed migrants to be expelled without having their asylum claims processed. Rio Grande City, Texas Mayor Joel Villarreal says his city is trying to prepare, but tells Fox News that the best way to solve the problems at the border is for cooperation between state and federal officials.
We're preparing for that influx that will happen in the very near future, and I really would like for, absolutely, it'd be great if President Biden and Governor Abbott would sit down and have a conversation to address it, because that's the only way that's really going to be, we would be able to truly address this once and for all.
A California teenager who disappeared 3 years ago and was feared dead has been found in Utah. Connor Jack Oswalt disappeared from his Clear Lake, California home in 2019, but was found Saturday in Summit County, Utah. Sheriff's deputies found the 19-year-old sleeping in a convenience store, saying he appeared to have been living on the streets in the area for about 2 weeks. And the USFL returned on Saturday after more than 30 years of inactivity. The Birmingham Stallions beat the New Jersey Generals 28-24 in the opening contest of the season as Stallion backup quarterback Jamar Smith ran in a 2-yard touchdown with 29 seconds left to seal the victory. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.